Chapter 89. Foot. Left alone, Mr. Fletcherby locked his outer door and came back to his fire. Well done you. ... said fascination to himself. Slow, you may be. Sure, you are. ... this, he twice or thrice repeated with much complacency, as he again dispersed the legs of the Turkish trousers and bent the knees. A tidy shot that, I flatter myself, ... he then soliloquized. And a Jew brought down with it. Now, when I heard the story told at Lammel's, I didn't make a jump at Raya. Not a hit of it. I got at him by degrees. ... herein he was quite accurate, it being his habit, not to jump, or leap, or make an upward spring, at anything in life, but to crawl at everything. I got at him, ... pursued Fletcherby, feeling for his whisker, by degrees. If your Lammels or your Lightwoods had got at him anyhow, they would have asked him the question whether he hadn't something to do with that gal's disappearance. I knew a better way of going to work. Having got behind the hedge, and put him in the light, I took a shot at him, and brought him down plump. Oh! It don't count for much, being a Jew, in a match against me. ... another dry twist in place of a smile, made his face crooked here. As to Christians, ... proceeded Fletcherby, look out, fellow Christians, particularly you that lodge in Queer Street. I have got the run of Queer Street now, and you shall see some games there. To work a lot of power over you, and you not know it, knowing as you think yourselves, would be almost worth laying out money upon. But when it comes to squeezing a profit out of you into the bargain, it's something like. ... with this ... Mr. Fletcherby appropriately proceeded to divest himself of his Turkish garments, and invest himself with Christian attire. Pending which operation, and his morning ablutions, and his anointing of himself with the last infallible preparation for the production of luxuriant and glossy hair upon the human countenance, quacks being the only sages he believed in besides usurers, the murky fog closed about him, and shut him up in its sooty embrace. If it had never let him out any more, the world would have had no irreparable loss, but could have easily replaced him from its stock on hand. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.